Mr. President, in view of the fact that until recently you had resisted any effort to raise revenues in the way that you're endorsing this bill now, how concerned are you that regardless of the merits of the matter, the perception among the public will be that you have done what the Republicans always accused Jimmy Carter of doing, flip-flopped on the tax issue?
I think the answer is very simple, and thank you for asking it, because there isn't any flip-flop on this at all. I would prefer to reduce our budget deficits by continuing to reduce government spending. And I still think that there is more to be done in that regard. But let me point out that when we submitted our budget this year, the Congress refused to even consider it. And it was based purely on spending cuts. And finally, after long negotiations and the Gang of 17, as it was named, the bipartisan group that met trying to find a reconcile this problem, it became clear that we could not get the spending cuts we were asking for unless we would agree to some increases in revenue. Now, our first effort to meet that was something that we had said a year ago when we were getting the tax cuts. We said that we were aware that there were areas where unintended tax advantages were being taken by some that were never intended in the legislation. We said also that we were aware that there were monies owed to the government that were not now being collected, and that we were ready at any time to come forth with a package to try and propose that. So we started in the negotiations with saying, let's implement those things that we've already found. But the simple fact is, this tax package was tied to the spending cuts we want, and we couldn't have them without the other. But remember also that the first demands that were made on us were that we give up some of the tax cuts we secured last year. And here I dug in my heels and said, no, that tax program is based on incentives that I believe are necessary to get the economy moving again, and we will not give up. Now, there is nothing in this $99 billion package that in any way interferes. And I think the significance can be pointed out in the figures. $99 billion over 3 years, only 17 of which is a new tax. And the savings from our tax cuts to the taxpayers will be $406 billion over the same 3 years.
Just to follow up briefly, the one thing that is included in this package is taxation, is withholding on taxation and dividends and interest. This is something that you yourself denounced during the campaign when President Carter proposed it. As I recall, you said it was a violation of the fiduciary relationship between a person and a bank. What caused you to change your mind?
Well, for one thing, he had asked for 15% withholding with no exceptions. Here, once having the information available that you have when you're in this job, we discovered in our studies that one of the areas where there is escape from paying taxes due is in the matter of reporting earnings from income and dividends. And that is one of the large areas where taxes that are due are just not being paid. So, with that in mind, we looked at that very situation. But we have exempted fully 80% or more of the people over 65. They would have to have an income of, as a couple, of $14,400 before they would be eligible for withholding. For other people not over 65, you would have to have an income, average family have to have an income of about $24,200 and some before theirs would be withheld. So what we found is that the withholding is going to apply basically to those people who are in an income bracket where they pay quarterly installments on their estimated income. And thus all that happens is the bank or the company paying the dividends will submit that to the government, and they will send their checks for the balance of what they owe.
President, has Israeli action in Lebanon, often against U.S. wishes, the massive retaliation for violations of the ceasefire by the PLO, has that changed in any way the special relationship between Israel and the United States? And has it changed your own personal views toward Israel?
No, I think, and I was concerned also that, well, the reason for the call, that it could endanger that. The manner in which it's being portrayed, there's been less emphasis on the provocation and more emphasis on the response. And yes, I did and have voiced the opinion that the response many times was out of proportion to the provocation. But we can't deny that the Israelis have been taking casualties from those ceasefire violations themselves. I think the figure now is 326 dead of their own military from being attacked in the breaking of a ceasefire.
And has it changed your own attitude?
What?
Has it changed your own attitude toward Israel?
I still believe that this country has an obligation to pursue the peace process that was started in Camp David, and that this country has an obligation to ensure Israel's survival as a nation.
So do you approve of your people threatening Republican congressmen on the tax bill? I'm just going to ask if the president approves of his people threatening Republican congressmen on the tax bill.
Well, now,
or are they?
Ask that. I have to answer that. No, we're not threatening anybody, and I'm going to do everything I can to get all the Republicans I can into office.
But not threatening them with withholding your support or withholding funds or anything like that?
No.
Are you making a television speech Monday night?
We're trying to make one early next week sometime. I don't know the exact time for it yet.
Thank you.
President Reagan now leaving the briefing room. He talked about the tax bill that he is plugging, of course. He's been talking to congressmen looking for their votes. He says it is not the biggest tax increase in history, that's all hogwash. He also talked briefly about the bombing in the Middle East, in Lebanon, said he had not entered negotiations earlier to appeal for a stop in that bombing because he was concerned about the success of the negotiations. We'll have a complete report for you tonight on ABC's World News Tonight. I'm Joe Templeton in Washington. Good afternoon.
This special report has come to you from ABC News in Washington.